Well, hello, this is Jeff Briosi, and you're on MisplacedStraws.com, where music comes to life. And today's just an incredibly special day for me, as I get to spend time with not one, but two core members of one of my favorite bands ever. First off is one of the most recorded guitarists in the history of music. He's been the heart and soul of Toto for over 40 years. He's a best-selling author. He's about to release his eighth solo record called I Found the Sun Again and embark on a new journey with Toto. Just please welcome the one and only Steve Lukather. Welcome, Steve.
Wow, how do I follow that intro? Thank you very much.
There you go. Interview's over.
Well, something like that.
Yeah. So, and we have a lot to talk about, but let's start with Toto. We all knew the band was going on hiatus after the 40th anniversary tour due to a lot of factors. So this announcement, it kind of took people by surprise a little bit. We know that Dave's had some medical issues that kept him from touring. But,
well, you know what was great about that is that when we're rehearsing the new band now for this live stream on November 21st, Dave was down being musical director, playing with us, and, you know, really working the new guys in. It was fantastic, man. So it was like It's me, Joe, and Dave standing on one side and the haters on the other side.
Well, and again, I don't know how much you want to get in, but kind of give us a little thumbnail of the past year or so that's kind of led to this.
Well, the thumbnail of the past year is that we've all been out of work for a year. Like, my last show was in October last year. I haven't worked since then. The band Toto has not generated in any new money. Like I said, to Steve, you know, if we don't use the name, it's worthless. We'll get our past royalties, sure. Thank God we have close to 3 billion streams, and the records have sold box sets, and we haven't even really started to get paid on that. We're just starting to now because everything's always 2-3 years back, and you got to audit. It's a big pain in the ass, really. But in fact, I save money, so I mean, I'm okay with that, but I want to play.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, Joseph and I made solo records on the same label. We both worked on each other's records. Paige is all over mine. Paige worked a little bit on his. And we wrote songs together. We do duets together. And Joseph's one of my best friends since we were 14 years old. He worked on multi-platinum records and hits with us. So he's a legit Toto guy, maybe not an original from the very, very beginning. But Steve was out of the band for 25 years and came back, you know. And so, I mean, there's been 15 incarnations of the band. Now, I said it was over, and I said, when I said it was over, I said, this incarnation is over. It became too expensive and had a toxic backstage vibe for a lot of it. There were just guys that hated each other, and I had to get in the middle of shit. There was backstabbing towards me because I was the manager, and, like, you know, people, even though they were making a lot of money, more than ever, they resented me for it and started shit-talking me. It was just, as successful as it was and as well as we played on stage, because we never brought that shit on stage.
No.
We avoided each other like the plague, and it was a toxic environment I just no longer wanted to be a part of. Now, I never said I was never going to play the music again, but then we lost the lawsuit, and now we have to give a percentage of the gross to, you know, the two widows that are remarried to very wealthy men. And they sit in the, you know, and they'll sit in their country clubs and drink martinis and laugh at us because they hate me so much, even though they should hate themselves. But that's just a personal opinion. I don't really wish to dwell on that. I have to be careful because if I say anything wrong, I'll get a lawsuit. You know, because that's when you don't have a life and no fun in life, you pick on other people. Or if you have psychological disorders, and I can't really say that, I'm not a doctor, but I'd rather not give them any free press anyway. I've moved on after a year of sitting at home with Joseph living down the street, practically being like a family member, one of the few people I let in my house who's COVID-free and lives alone. And, you know, we get tested all the time because I got a little kid with autism.
Right.
I work with Ringo Starr, who's 80. I'm not going to make him sick. Bucky's one of my best friends now. And, you know, and my nanny of 36 years has a mom who's 85 and has pre-existing conditions. And, you know, I got to be careful who I hang out with. You know, so, I mean, yeah, I see people, like, outdoors with a mask, or I wear a hazmat suit to mix my record or whatever I got to do. You know, and I'm paying attention to the rules, and now I'm hoping. I mean, we're all biting our fingernails right now. I just want to go back to work, man. I don't want to live on, you know, Leper Island anymore, which, you know, the United States. And I'm really surprised about how things are, but, you know, am I? Maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, we shouldn't be anymore.
Survive. I just don't want to retire like this. I don't want that to have been the last go, which is why we're doing this live stream. I put together a bunch of bands with some younger, ridiculous cats that are inspiring, and then some of my oldest friends as well. So, you know, if I go out, I'm going out with my friends, and it's going to be fun. And I can afford to do it now. I mean, the other guys. Guys are, you know, some of the other guys are fantastic, but there's, you know, famous studio guys that command a certain level of compensation that I just can't afford anymore.
Right.
So, I mean, by the grace of God, I was turned on to some younger cats who I can't afford, which is just amazing. I had to cut a couple of slots. I had to do this. I had to do this because whereas 5% of the gross doesn't seem like much, the gross is where we get our profit from. I mean, like most people think, oh, well, Madonna made $500 million. Like they write her a check for that and she goes home. I guarantee you, like, she keeps 1% of that, 2% of that, because the hard cost of having 300 people on the road, 12 trucks, the big production, the dancers, the halters, the musicians, the hotels, the per diems, the salaries, the insurance, blah, blah, blah. The hard costs take away most of your money per night. So, you know, you got to, you know, in order for me to make a living doing this, and Joe and the other guys, Dave will come out and play once in a while when he can, but he can't switch time zones due to his medications that'll really fuck him up, you know, and I'd rather have Dave around than go on the road and become ill. And he's down at every rehearsal, man, giving everybody the right parts, changing sounds, and it is really a big help to have someone like Dave be able to sit in the other room and listen to it on the mixing speakers and go, okay, this is what you got to work on. This is great. This is not. This needs to change. And so he was very much a part of this. So people think that Dave's not a part of the band anymore. That's not true.
And you mentioned your solo record. I found The Sun Again, out February 26th. I haven't heard the whole thing yet. I've gotten bits and pieces. I can't wait to hear the whole thing.
thanks. Well, I mean, I made it in 8 days, you know, soup and nuts, and then we mixed it in 8 days, song a day. And it was done. It was the fastest record I've ever done. It was all live, no click tracks, no rehearsals, just great guys in the studio who could interpret what, you know, what I wrote down. We did a couple of covers of the very obscure. It was, sounds like a 1972 record with 2020 sounds. And like, I wouldn't let anybody fit live solos and everything like that. It wasn't overproduced. It was something I wanted to do. Now, Joe's record was really produced, but he did it all the work. I mean, he got some great players on there. I worked on some of it. Dave worked with Mike Landau's all over. He played brilliant shit. And, you know, I sang a duet with him. And, you know, and we're going to, and he's my best friend. And we're going to tour together. And, We got legs. We want to go out and do it.
Now, with
so,
all of you guys kind of working
on... If I got to suffer and give up a taste, whatever, fine. I'm still going to go out and make my money back.
Exactly.
I'd be stupid not to. That's what I didn't want to use the name Toto again to prove a point because I let my ego get involved. But then I said, I was told by the promoters and my agents and all these people, look, dude, you paid for it. What are you going to do? Why did you pay for it if you weren't going to use it? You know, if I've spent, you know, ridiculous amount of money, ridiculous amount of debt to lawyers right now because of all this. For that woman, it was like, you know, buying a fucking, you know, chunky bar. That's how it hurt her fucking finances. For me, it kicked my ass because, you know, I've been through life, 2 divorces, 4 kids, you know, been off for a year. You know, even though I save money, it's like, well, what if I have to be off for 4 more years, you know, because of, God forbid. You know, judging by my age, what, I'm going to be 67 years old going on the road again? I mean, is it time to, you know, pack it in if this thing goes south? I don't know if I, you know, Ringo's still 80 and wants to go on the road.
That's
so
what I was just going to say.
I'm
look
in really
at Ringo.
Good health. I've never been healthier, sleeping in my own bed, going to bed early, eating right, swimming with my kid every day, getting sun. And so I'm about as healthy as I can get as long as I don't go out and tongue kiss somebody at a Trump rally, you know?
So in some way, you know, this year off has kind of given you guys all sort of a chance to recharge.
Well,
and
I had
a new music
out. Change of heart. You know, human beings can change their mind. Yeah, I said, oh, well, there's got to be at least a Picaro or a Page in it.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't really lie because Page is with us.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, what am I supposed to do? What, should I start over again just to please some haters on the internet? Fuck, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm an old-centered guy. I changed my mind. Okay, shoot me. I want to go back out and play. I miss it. You know, I joined the circus, and I didn't want it to end.
Well, and you guys do better than anyone else, so that's why
well,
I think
really
this November 21.
To like where we were like headlining and making money, doing great in the States again. So I really, and you know, pulled the rug out from under us.
Mm-hmm.
This fucking lawsuit just destroyed us, and it, you know, and it was willful and on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
There was no, can't we work this out? You know, I mean, she came out and laughed at us after she won the mediation. After threatening us to take this to a jury court, which would be another $1 million. We can't let's do this. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Give her what the fuck she wants and get off my back. And then she dragged her Mike's widow into it.
Mm-hmm.
So it just destroyed everything.
Now,
funny what money does to people.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, if you
especially
guys
if
choose...
You didn't earn, especially if you don't earn it. You just
have
to hand out going, gimme, gimme, gimme. Yeah. Well, what did you do to earn that money? Don't make me say it. I'll be in fucking court.
Yeah, you know? No. We're not we all know that, but we're not going to say it. Can you guys record as Toto, or is that...
Yeah, I suppose so. But then, you know, then all of a sudden I get into, like, you know... I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there's just too much legal shit, and I don't want to, I don't need or want the approval of people who are non-musicians, that don't have a clue about anything, how it works, but think they do.
Mm.
I don't want to do business with them. I don't want to make them another cent. I don't have to.
But essentially,
I don't want to spend time shitting on people either. It's just...
Yeah.
It's not good for me. I don't care anymore. I'm happy. They can't take that away from me. I paid them off. They can't sue me for anything, even though they still try.
Yeah.
I tried to make peace, and I was set up and recorded it and lied to, and that's how other thing bad things happen. It only proved to me how, shady it all was. And I felt dirty about it all. I felt like I was being set up and used to say something they could use against me. And it hurt me. So I'm just like going, okay, listen, I got to move on, you know. It's like, you know, at one point you loved the wife you married 45 years ago, and now you can't stand the sight of the way she brushes her teeth. You know what I mean?
We've all been there, my friend.
Oh, yes, we have. And this is sadly one of those times.
Yeah.
So I wish it could be different, but it's not. And, you know, I'm sorry I'm going to do it this time, man. It was ruthless, brutal, and they were people watched, sat around and watched it happen, didn't give a fuck. So, good luck to you, pals. You won't see me again, so you have to start blaming somebody else.
But it's funny because with all of this going on, from what I've heard, at least from your solo record, it sounds the opposite. There's, you know, there's a joy and a hope.
Yeah, there is.
To it. Yeah. Were you able to kind of put all aside?
I want to play, and I get to do what I want to do without having to compromise and play on a grid to the cliff because certain people can't play. You know what I mean? Or they want to mess with it and put a bunch of fucking stuff on it. It's like, what, just to do that? You know, it's like, can't you sit out there and play?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a player. I'm not a programmer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a two different mindsets. Completely. I want to play my music and at the end of the day listen back to something that was humanly played.
Yeah.
Rather than like get back to me in a few weeks while I go through the grid and put everything on perfectly and make sure that all things in time and quantized and melodyned and whatever, man. It's like it's like continuing to put shoe polish on an already pristinely shined shoes, you know?
And you mentioned earlier some of the covers that you worked on for this record. And
those are obscure favorites of
mine
that inspired
Richard
me.
Richard Sides is one of my favorite songs ever. I mean, you know, how were those songs that you just felt like playing?
Yeah, that's it. That's the motive. I felt like, okay, I'm going to pick some obscure ones that will be great live jams in the studio. I gave everybody freedom to do what they wanted to do, and they all played the right shit. It was amazing. I never felt so happy. And so when I come and listen to a take, I go, well, aside from the vocals, it's done. I mean, I might have doubled one little riff guitar part or maybe a keyboard player added one extra part. But beyond that, there was no, like, you know, okay, let's overdub for 2 months. You know, it was like I did the vocals the same night. and made myself do this. And then Joseph did take it home and add some background vocals to it, and I produced up two songs. But I still did it the same time period.
Right.
I just worked fast. I didn't have anybody telling me I can't do this, or no, we got to have this hooked up, or I won't be able to do my stuff because it's not on the grid. I wanted to do a record without click tracks and dynamics where you slow down, speed up, soft, loud, and we don't know what we're doing. I'm pointing at guys solo now while I'm on, while the tape's rolling, you know. It was a gas. Everybody was so world class. I brought this great shit to it. You know, I just had to laugh at the end of it. I go, I've been spending way too much time and money making records, man. When we used to spend 8-9 months on an album.
Yeah.
That we
sometimes
could have made in a month. That we could have made in a month if we fucking weren't such fucking idiots back then. We were all doing sessions. I mean, we were trying to do it all at the same time. It was scheduling mostly.
Yeah.
Because when we got into work, we took it very seriously. You know, we were like, as much as everybody wants to write about what outrageous partiers we all were, you know, and I'm not saying that we were fucking Boy Scouts, but there was a lot of work going on as well as being in a band. And you don't keep getting called back for A sessions if you're a fuck-up, you know.
Right. You got to be able to play.
You know, some of the sessions early on in the late 70s and 80s, it was just one raging party to the next. But we still got the work done, man, you know. And, you know, I look back at that shit as some of the fondest, most fun times of my life, but I wouldn't want to redo it again.
And
I lived through it, and it was fun, and I suppose. And, you know, it was in a different era where things were acceptable that aren't acceptable anymore.
Right.
I certainly couldn't live that life anymore. I haven't had a drink and smoke or anything bad in 11 years.
Congratulations. Good for you.
And I'm healthy as fuck. I'm down to my fighting weight, man, thanks to my girlfriend's really super healthy home cookie. She's like a five-star chef. We hang out. I'm in love. As long as I don't talk about politics or ex and shit, you know, I don't get wound up too tight, you know?
Well, I do have one thing, and I hope this doesn't wind you up too tight. Why the hell is it Toto when the Rock and...
I'm just giving you my, you know, the way sometimes I come off. Oh, he's crazy. What was the word that they used? Garrulous. That was strange.
Oh, Jesus.
Somebody described me as being garrulous, you know?
That's
in other words, I talk
word.
A lot of shit. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I just won't shut up. Like, fuck you. You called me on the phone asking for an interview. You want me to say yes, no, I don't know. Is that an interview?
No way. I'll take this any day.
I got 45 years in, man. I've seen a lot of shit, and, you know, I'm an old eccentric bastard. I'll say whatever the fuck I want. And if you don't like it, hey, I'm an old guy. Shoot me in the head. Get me there early.
But why the hell isn't Toto in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Because they hate our guts and have since 1978. Now, the interesting part about that is that for the first time in 43 years, I was just called to do an interview for Rolling Stone. And I asked my PR people,
really?
What happened? Is this a setup?
Yeah.
Because they shit on me in the Ringo.
Yeah.
I've been Ringo's band, and they shit on me. And then they fucking write some other ass clown. Wrote some horrible shit about Africa. A song that was written in 1981, by the way. Okay? You know, 1981. And it's still fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like herpes. It comes back when you least expect it. But at the same time, it's a golden nugget. But that's the golden nugget that the Satan person has, and they hold it over our head. You know, I mean, like, they think we're only worth one song because they own it. And it's like, dude, we got a lot of material.
Yeah, there's not paying attention.
And I can play whatever I want live. I just can't put it on film because then I got to pay sync fees, and her sync fees are ridiculous.
Yeah.
And she denies it to Dave, who really wrote most of the song. So, like, fuck. Dave, Jeff's best friend, you do that too? I don't know, man. Money changes everything. Time changes everything. People change. I changed. I'm not the same person I used to be. So some people think I'm an asshole because I speak my mind. And I love to work, and I got shit done, and they resent me for doing a good job at it. I wasn't supposed to. And, you know, I gave the biggest bro rate to it's whatever. I don't care. We're moving on. Wish everybody well. God bless you all. I wish you the best in life. Please leave me alone.
Now,
you'll get paid. I promise you'll get your money.
To talk about something a little better, get some good news going, I'll give you a chance for a proud dad moment. Your son, Trev, just announced his new band,
LaVara. The name of the band is LaVara.
Talk
my
about
son,
that.
Wow, are they good, man. They really,
I love
really,
the song.
I'm
I've
so
heard
proud
the
of
single.
Them. I mean, like, you know, I didn't have anything to do with it other than helping them get a deal. But, you know, I set them up with the right management. They're Coldplay's agent. The guy who is Coldplay's agent is their agent. they got some big things in the wind. They got a, you know, they're doing more videos and all this stuff because they can't tour right yet. But I have a feeling that big things are going to come from that camp. And really, really fun, melodic but hard rock, and they're not like, you know, a leather skull band, you know. And he's not a shredder. He plays really melodically and has really, you know, he's closer to the edge than he is me, you know.
Yeah.
Although he can play a great melodic solo, man, you know, and you can hear a little family influence there, which makes me smile. But, you know, I told him a long time ago, you want to make it in the music business, don't be one of those guys, because they're a dime a dozen.
Right.
Everybody shreds. It's like if everybody has a 20-inch dick, then if you had, like, a 3-inch cock, you'd stick out.
Words to advise.
You got to live by analogies, right?
You know, well, Steve, it's been amazing talking with you. The live stream is on November 21st. Can't wait for that, the live stream. People can get tickets to that online.
Yes, $15 to see a 90-minute Toto show.
Can't
Come
beat
on.
It from the best
Come
fan
on.
There
that's
is.
That's 1978 prices, you know?
And the
and
solo
we with a T-shirt, but the T-shirt's more expensive because we got shipping and all this other shit, so that's why it's more expensive. But if you don't want to get the shirt and you want to dig the band, it's $15 to sit in your house and listen to a hi-fi version of what we got going on now. Some people will love it. Some people will go, oh, I miss Jeff. I miss Bobby. Mm-hmm. Well, I miss them too. You know, but you know, life goes on for those of us that are still with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the band's really good. I wouldn't put something up unless the band was really good. I would say, nah, you're right, we're past it, we should blow it off. You know, this was an experiment and a way for everybody to see what we have in mind. Granted, when we do the thing for real, if we really tour, we're going to add a lot more solo stuff from our past albums and then deeper Toto cuts, and yeah, we will play Africa and shit like that, you know, because we can live. I just won't ever do a DVD or a film with it, you know. No, there's never going to be a Toto documentary because it's in my will that no one will ever be able to write about me after I'm dead, use my material, or all my kids are fucking out of the money I leave.
Yeah.
That's how serious I am about it.
Well,
you want to fuck me? I'll fuck you in the end.
There you go. And the solo record is I Found the Sun Again. That's out February
26th. I have found the sun again. Man,
yeah,
happy
it sounds
now.
It.
I'm all fucking beat down. And like I said, I'm not harboring any hatred towards anybody.
Yeah.
They got their punches in. They destroyed me. They hurt me. They humiliated me. They lied about me. Hope you're happy. Now find somebody else to pick on. Get a new hobby. Because I'm still fucking here, and I took it every punch that's been given to me for 43 years, and they ain't strong enough to knock me out.
Nope. Still one of the best ever pick up here.
I'm going to die in a hotel room somewhere with my girlfriend, but I'll be happy. I got my beautiful children. I've got a lot of great new friends that I hang out with, that very safely by my dad.
Yeah.
And I'm playing music with people I love. I don't think it gets better. I get a solo album that I'm very proud of. Joe's is amazing. We hear his shit. He spent a lot of time on his. I went the opposite direction. I want to prove I could do it old school.
Yeah.
We both want, and we're both going to be able to play those songs and other songs off our older solo albums that the fans like. So it's Toto and it's not. You know what I mean? It's like Toto has morphed again, yet again. You know,
and
that's the Dogs of Oz thing. That's the differentiated Dogs of Oz tour. I want to call the band that, but the promoters and everybody's like, oh, man, why wouldn't you use Toto?
You earned
paid
it.
For it.
Mm-hmm.
You paid for it. You might as well use it.
Yeah.
And I get to make rich people richer.
Well, as long as we get to see you guys play and hear new music from you as a fan, I'm all in. So, Steve, thank you so much.
Let's do it.
Yep.
Thank you much, brother.
November 21st, February 26th. Thank you. Best of luck with everything going forward. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, mate.
You got it.